It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And aloha to all my internet listeners. We broadcast live on the internet and get calls from all over the world. Anyway, the update I want to bring to you today is there's a rash or a run of stealing of catalytic converters from cars. The catalytic converters are worth a lot of money, and people are going underneath the cars and chopping them off. And when people come back out and try to start the car, it's loud as heck because there is no muffler. It's just straight right out the exhaust. Okay? So, it's something that we're going to be running into now is the stealing of catalytic converters. Okay? I recommend changing the batteries on all new cars when you first buy a new car. Yes, I know it's under warranty and all of that stuff, but by going to an optimal battery will also give you better gas mileage, longer alternator life, longer starter life. So it's altogether better for a car. It's a preventive maintenance. Okay? So, something to think about. Instead of running the battery that came with the car all the way to its end. By doing that, you put a lot of strain on the alternator, the starter, and also your wallet, because it doesn't give you the mileage that the optimal battery will give you. It's the cold cranking amp. Okay, the cranking amp is what you have to look for. On the Optima, it's about 1,000, and on the factory batteries, it's around 300. So, you go think about it, okay? Anyway, dyno testing for older cars that want to run on 100% ethanol, like E100, is highly recommended. It's an easier way of tuning the car to accept and run the 100% ethanol. 100% ethanol is far better than running on gasoline. But most people are now mixing the ethanol with the pump gasoline and getting excellent results. Anywhere from 2 gallons to a tank to, I think some people are running as far as 8 gallons to a tank of gas and loving it. I don't know what kind of performance gain they're getting, but obviously, it must be good, because otherwise they wouldn't be putting it in. Okay? So, anyway, if you have a comment, question, whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, now, I need to let you know that this is the last month we're going to be on this station, and we're deciding whether we're going to move on or what. Okay, so just to let you know, if you don't hear us here next month, is I told you that we're going to be off the air. Okay, so anyway, you should check on when you had the last tune-up. Tune-ups don't last forever. tune-ups do last longer if you're running on ethanol. But if you're running on strictly pump gas, it does put a lot of strain on the tune-up. So usually you'll see a check engine light come on the newer cars. But if the older cars, well, I recommend just tuning up with good stuff like MSD ignition parts or Autolite spark plugs. The Autolite spark plug that I recommend is the XP, Extra Performance Spark Plug. Originally, it was designed for motorcycle racing. Then we tried it in automobiles and it works wonders. Okay? Automobile registrations are going up again this year. So, are you ready for it? Arizona is $41 per year. And they don't have the potholes we have. Anybody have streets that is... Oh, I heard that somebody called me that and said they're repaving their street when there's no potholes. What's up with that? He just was blown away and he stopped the guy and they said, how come you guys are repaving my street? There's no potholes. And the guy said, well, it's in the schedule, so we have to do it. I'm blown away with that. Why don't you fix the ones that have potholes and leave the good ones? Yeah? Polish your headlights, folks, because that's part of safety check. If it's dingy and cloudy, like you see a lot of them are, it'll fail safety check. Okay? So, go check it out. If you're buying a new car, I highly recommend installing the electronic rust-proofing device. The electronic rust-proofing device stops the rust under the car. Okay, a lot of you have beautiful cars, but put it up on a lift and look underneath. It's rusted. Okay, so I would highly recommend putting on this rust-proofing device called the Autosaver. Okay, Harvey Maeda on Kauai has that. Those of you on Kauai, give him a call at 651-2813. And we also bring it in. My son installs it. And it's a really good device. It's the original electronic rust-proofing device. Excellent. Okay, so also at this time I'd like to thank I forgot to thank him last year, so I better thank him now. It's Wendell Kwan and his wife Charlene Kwan for doing so much for us as far as the radio show goes and 50 State Ethanol. Wonderful people. Also Champ Kaneshiro, actually Blaine Kaneshiro. He don't want to be called Blaine. He wants to be called Champ Kaneshiro for helping out. Okay? So, anyway, just to let you know, a big mahalo to them. And again, if you have any question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Now, those of you that can remember, way back, we didn't have potholes. Why was that? How come the outer islands don't have the potholes like we have on Oahu? Some people said it's because of the amount of cars we have. Well, because of the amount of cars we have and the amount of registration fees they're collecting is a lot more than the outer islands. So, wouldn't you think the streets should be as good, if not better? I don't know. So think about that. Okay? Anyway, if you haven't tried ethanol I would highly recommend you try it. Excellent stuff. But then it's your car. You want to spend the money for the repairs. That's fine. We'll be glad to take your money. And we'll tell you thank you. Come again. But if you want to save money, use ethanol. Like Donna Kim says, she don't know about the performance. She don't know about the mileage. All she knows is her BMW runs smoother. It does. When you give your car good fuel, the car does run smoother and quieter and longer. Okay? So, go check it out. Anyway, these potholes are causing some damages to a lot of people's cars, and the city is not reimbursing them for it. So, make a win-win situation by avoiding the potholes, by staying back of the car in the front of you. So if you see that car in front of you fall into a hole, well, best you move over so you don't fall in the same hole. But if you're tailgating close, you won't be able to notice. By the time he goes in a pothole, you're going to be in a pothole already yourself. So give some space. Okay? That's what we call defensive driving. So anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, do we have somebody on the line?
Yes, we have Rob from Einaheine.
Hey, Rob.
George, you were talking about the potholes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't help but remember years ago when Mayor Fossey, whether you liked him or you didn't, I don't care. You know, he did what he needed to do to keep the city going. And when he wasn't mayor anymore, I watched the results of other mayors, and it seemed like after Mayor Fossey, the roads just began to deteriorate. So I got real curious, because Mayor Fossey wasn't one of those, I'm a politician, and you can't call me unless you go through, you know, all these people down at my office. He had his home phone listed, and I think it's still there to this day, George.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Mayor Fossey, and Joyce answered, and I introduced myself that I'm, you know, a citizen, longtime citizen of Einaheine. And I just wanted to ask the mayor about the, you know, how the roads are being maintained and what's the problem and why was it being maintained so well when he was mayor. He got on the line and he clearly explained to me, George, that they had a budget, they had a set aside for roads. And he made it absolutely clear that the money that went into that pot was for the roads, and at the same time had all of his CNC workers, because he was city and county, not state, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they scheduled out, and they maintained, and they fixed where they had to, and repaved, etc. I think all of us old-timers can kind of remember better roads in those days.
Right.
So I said, so what's going on now? And he said, Rob, it's so simple. They're not doing that anymore. They just take the money, and they're just using it for whatever, willy-nilly, you know, wherever they want. They're making it just disappear and then keep on promising you all kinds of stuff, especially when they need to be reelected. So I just thought it's curious that he was one of our few politicians, George, that really, you know, really stuck to his guns on certain things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because we sure don't see that today.
That's right.
And it occurred to me, if I may, that have you noticed how this Governor Abercrombie, there is no more on camera anywhere of him saying anything to anybody.
I noticed that.
Yeah, you know, they show his picture, and then they print out the words on the TV screen, what he said to whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
interesting how trying to stay out of the camera, the public spotlight. I don't know, George. It's weird, but yet, if you open up midweek, you'll see him going to these little, you know, wine tasting functions, whatever, and he's smiling with everybody standing next to him, kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People just being polite.
Yeah, because some stuff he can't say no to. Yeah.
Hmm.
You think that's the way it works, huh?
I say no.
I know. Remember, I was the only one that said, "Hey, George, you finally made it." Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so hey, I'm honored to be there. I think I'm the first caller of
yep.
the new show.
You know that this is our last month, huh?
Oh. What does that mean?
Well, that means we're moving on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, 808-296-5467.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has the perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my foreign. Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. Doing great. Happy New Year, everybody. And today, I got a great suggestion that I hope everybody's going to try. I told my friend this who disagreed with me, but I'm going to try it on you folks. Now that the price of gas, the premium gas is at the price that the regular used to be a couple of months ago. So I was telling my friend, now's a good time for you to try it and see if it makes your car run better. And, you know, it was like, oh, no, I don't want to spend that much money. And I was going, but you spent that much money. Try it and you'll get better, but he didn't want to do it. So I'm just throwing it out there for people. You know, just a thought. You know, now's a good time to give it a try. And you never know. So what do you think?
Now is not a good time because the economy's bad and we'd want them to bring their cars in for repair.
Well, they always want them to do that, but we got to fight the system.
Well, we want them to use the cheaper gas so that they got to come in for repairs.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, that's my theory, and I'm sticking with it.
Okay, Bob.
So anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay.
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Same to you.
Thanks a lot.
How's Canada?
A couple of things. Cold.
Cold?
I know.
Oh, yes, it's nice here. We're running around no shirt on.
We need multiple layers and winter coats here.
Poor thing.
I had a couple of questions now.
Okay.
Regarding the snowblower, do you know what a standard weight is for the like the transfer case or the where the auger is, like the gear oil?
The what?
The gear oil on a snowblower, like would a 75 W90 work?
On gear oil, we're finding that the 5W20 motor oil is better.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
520. Wow. So you don't need something thick like molasses?
No. The thicker the oil, the less the protection. And the old technology and the way people did it before is obsolete. It's caveman.
Okay. So if I basically rebuild it or whatnot, I should put 520.
Yep.
How often do you need to change gear oil?
Depending if it's synthetic. If it's a raw purple synthetic, you can leave it 2, 3, 4 years. No problem.
For the 520?
Yep.
Okay, but the 520, wasn't this the one that was found to have some engine issues?
Yeah, is they better now?
No, they have a new 520 coming out that is better. It is what they call off-road high-performance street oil.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one you use.
It's a complete new lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another thing now is I know the seals are the seal's leaking anyways. It's got a bust in it, I guess, because it's dripping every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend a complete rebuild or?
No, just change the seal.
Just change the seal, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is this snowblower is from 1967, so.
How about using that ATF? What do you call that thing?
No, it's too old.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Change the seal.
Change the seal.
Yeah, don't.
And one other thing. Actually, I came across a thing that a lot of people restoring metal parts, they say that it works, and I tested it, and it's true. It's basically a combination of molasses with water.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of solution, when a piece of metal that's rusted gets in there, they say it forms hydric acid on the actual metal.
Yeah.
I've actually done it, and it actually removed surface rust, which was quite incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So just, I guess a tip out there to for people that are trying to get rid of rust on vintage cars or whatnot.
Yeah, fish oil does the same thing.
I'm sorry?
Fish oil does the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I think it's more expensive, though.
Yeah. Definitely.
Cost effective, maybe not so good.
Yeah.
What was the other solution you used? Molasses and water.
And water.
Oh. Yeah.
Some mm-hmm. say like three parts of water to one part molasses, but you can alter it, and it works just as good. Some a bit slower, but it works.
Yeah, so when you get hungry, you lick it.
Yeah, with the metal.
Yeah.
For the iron in the diet.
Yeah, so you get iron in your diet. Just kidding.
Yeah, I hope.
I see my guy there on the board. He's thinking about it.
He's getting ideas, huh? For
yeah,
recipe.
Yeah, no.
So the gear oil, completely not even used the 75?
No, we're getting away from the thick gear oils and going with the lighter ones, which is way better.
Wow, I'm just really, it's like completely a different change, you know, it's just wow.
Yeah.
It's a big change.
Like, for instance, in drag racing, Top Fuel, Pro Stock, Funny Cars, and all those high, super fast cars, they're all running ATF, automatic transmission fluid. And when I talked to my friends there, I told them, hey, motor oil is a lot slicker and better protecting than ATF. So now they're switching over to motor oil.
Wow. I just can't believe that. That's completely different. A different way of thinking, I guess.
Yep.
Would it be wrong still to use something like light, like a 7590 from Amsoil, like the severe gear?
We find that the thicker oils doesn't protect as well as a thinner oil.
Shit, wow, just...
So, whatever.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to order that stuff. But so would you recommend then a 020 Signature Series instead of the Royal Purple, or you still really prefer the...
I would go with that off-road high-performance oil.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And if not, just substitute it with the 520 or something from AMSOIL?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Appreciate the help. Have yourself a good day. Take care.
You too. Aloha.
Okay, we have Jack from La Ye.
Hey, Jack.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask, what's the price of a gallon of ethanol, George?
Of what?
The price of ethanol, how much a gallon?
It depends when you come. We just sell it for whatever we pick it up for.
Normally, how much is it? This batch you have now, the last batch, was it a gallon?
Usually, in the past, it's been about $9.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, if you have a question, a comment, whatever. And it's a reminder, just a reminder, that this is our last month here on this station. Okay, so check out the website or give me a call at, I forgot the number now. Anyway, when I remember, I'll let you know. But the easiest way, again, is to check the website, www.georgenita.com. Okay? Tristan don't have to worry because he listens on the internet, and a lot of the other people listen on the internet, so that won't change. Okay? So, anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for their support for turning in to Automotive 101. We try to make it a win-win situation for everybody. Talking about win-win, if you walk in around at night and crossing the streets, do not wear black or dark colors because you don't stand out in the headlights and people will run you over. The law of pedestrian's right does not put a shield around you and protect you from the car that don't see you. Okay? You don't want to be dead right. It's best to be alive wrong. Okay? Alive wrong means let the car go. Then you don't get run over. A lot of people take for granted that the guy can see you. How do you know? What if he can't see you? What if his brakes don't work? Then what? I don't think people are thinking that far. All they're doing is walking across. Anyway. Do you think people in Hawaii can change back to the old days? You know, the old days where everybody was honest and nobody go and borrow from you without asking? Huh? You think that can happen again? What do you think, Wanda?
What do you mean?
You know, before in the old days, you don't need to lock your door. You don't need to take your key out of the ignition.
No, I don't think it'll happen anymore.
Uh-huh. You can leave your wallet out there on the porch and nobody come and take it.
No. That those days are long gone.
Well, it's happening in Japan. They don't take your wallet. If they find your wallet on the sidewalk, they look at it and find out who it belongs to and they return it. We have a few people in Hawaii that does that.
Not enough, though.
No, then maybe a handful. If that can be contagious, would be good. On Molokai, they still have the keys in the car. And the hotel over there don't have a lock on the rooms. So, what's up with that? Anyway, if you have a question or whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 5467.
You're listening to Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and on gasoline quality, the Shell gas at McCully and Baratania is really good, and the Kahala Shell is also good. As far as the rest, I haven't tested yet. The Tesoro gas at Paloma, if you check the price, folks, it's cheaper than Costco. Tesoro gas is cheaper than Costco. What's up on that? I thought Costco was the cheapest. Not so. Tesoro is 6 cents a gallon cheaper. That's quite a bit. Anyway, just to let you know. Okay? And if you know of a gas station that is cheap, give us a call at 808-296-5467. I know the gas on Maui is definitely not cheap. Why? I don't know. Maybe Maui is the farthest away from Oahu.
On the outer islands, it's not cheap.
Even
on Kauai, it's not cheap.
But it's cheap on a big island, because the big island is closer to Oahu.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's just cheaper. Why? I haven't a clue.
Okay. So you think our super gas is the same price as the regular on Kauai or something like that?
Hmm.
Anyway, we have Mike from the Big Island.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, George. Thanks for all your great information. It's too bad people won't listen to your recommendations with gasoline. I tell people and they just shut down. They're like locked in their paradigm, yeah?
Yeah, that's okay.
I know. Anyway, I have a question. Our mechanic, we have two older cars, a 98 Chevy Lumina and a 2000 Honda Passport. And our mechanic said he wouldn't advise putting a synthetic oil like Amsoil in it. What do you say?
Synthetic oil is the best oil to use. The reason a mechanic is telling you not to use it is because he lose business.
Okay, I thought so. So you I just know. Needed to hear it right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, if the doctor says don't use it, then the doctor wants money from you.
Right on.
Okay?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay?
You know, if you had some other way to sell ethanol, the price would be a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Sure. If we could make it here in Hawaii, it'll be the same price as gasoline. And also would create hundreds of new jobs. Hundreds. And that's what we need. So where is the governor? If he's thinking about the people, where is he? This is something that he can come out and say. He doesn't have to put the subtitles. But anyway, so much for that. Give us a call at 808-296-5467.
Because right now you're bringing it in just to let people try it, right?
Yeah. We're trying to do it like a drug dealer, okay? And we let you try, then you get hooked, then we got you. And I know Champ is hooked on it, so about time to raise the price on him.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I'll tell Champ. Champ, it's $15 a gallon now.
Yeah. He still don't get it.
He still don't get it?
No, he's still going to get it.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely hooked.
Yeah, he's hooked on it.
Yeah, he's hooked. Hook, line, and sinker. That man there is definitely hooked on it. And we have a lot of people that's hooked on it. The senior citizens, the two sisters, they're hooked on it. They love it. And if you don't want to get hooked on it, don't try it. Don't try it. But if you want to save money, use synthetic motor oil. When you have your struts changed, always make sure that the technician changes the top mount. Do not reuse the top mount on struts.
Why not?
Because they wear out and they fall off. Then you're going to get into a bad wreck. Do not reuse the strut mount. Okay? That is a safety feature, a safety recommendation. Lots of people who give you a quote for strut replacement, they leave the mounts out.
So I guess the only way you can, well, if they don't take the car to you to have it replaced, they have to check their estimate and make sure that there's
it includes the mount. And when you find that they put the mount in, it's going to be more expensive because that mount is expensive. But the question is, what is your life worth? Okay? What is your life worth? Change it. Okay? So anyway, especially with these potholes, it damages everything. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Now, before we end our month, you want to give a few trivias away, that prizes from Crestec Cleaning Center?
Okay. when did the Honolulu Zoo unofficially open?
What do you mean unofficially open?
Unofficially.
You're either open or closed.
No, there was an officially open date or year.
Hmm.
But there's an unofficial one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Unofficially.
Unofficially.
When did it open? And I guess it has to be your answer.
Definitely.
Jeez. At least give us a hint. Between 1980 and 1999. Or whenever. Anyway.
I know, it was before that.
If you're going to do brake repair or, you know, reline your brakes, folks, use the good stuff. It's your life. Okay? And the brake pads and linings that we recommend to use is Akebono. It's number one. Akebono brake pads. And for you European car owners, BMWs, Mercedes, Volvos, all of your European cars, get the Akebono Euro pads. The Euro pads don't make the wheels black. They stay clean. Go see Donna Mikado Kim. She has it on her car. The wheels are clean. It never gets black. In fact, her car gets more dirty than the wheels now. Okay, so. Anyway. Try that out. And it does stop better than the factory one. Okay? So give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Elton John on the line.
Elton John?
Yeah, he's here for a concert.
I know. Hello?
Hey, George.
Hey. 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 Oh, Elton John. Yeah, we have Elton John. You want to sing a song for us?
Yeah. Sound just like him?
Yeah.
How's everything?
Well, it's fine.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
For the trivia, 1914?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, great.
What book you look at?
It's a little trivia book.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I got it from there, but he got the right answer.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. The prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec has moved. They're on Kapi'olani Boulevard, couple doors towards Waikiki of the McKinley Car Wash.
So, George, you're not sure which station you're going to, huh?
We're not sure what we're going to do, and we're going to announce it on the website. So go to the website, and you'll see it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Alton.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so anyway. Wendell wanted so-called Barbara to call in and give Wanda the phone number, her phone number. I don't know why. Maybe Wendell wants to take her out.
I don't think so.
Oh. Do you have her phone number?
I might.
Okay. Wendell needs it. Okay? So, anyway. If you got any questions about your car or want to make a remark or whatever, or a public service announcement. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Remember now, all you people that buy new cars, I highly recommend putting on the electronic rust-proofing device, because we're finding people's cars underneath on the floorboards starting to rust. Okay? So, put the electronic rust proofer on so you can be rest at ease that it will never rust. For those that have those old antique 1932 cars, those cars made in the 30s, you should have it tinted. I mean, by tinted, it's like, what do you call that when they put a tent on your house and they fumigate your house? Yeah. Okay. These cars have wooden floors, wooden seats, the frame's all wood. So it has to be tented. Otherwise, the termites going to attack it because they love that wood. It's nice, sweet, soft wood. Okay? So.
So you know, like in your Pantera, you got core trimming in it. What you can do about that?
Well, on my core trimming, I heard from the termites, they said they don't like core.
Oh, okay. How nice.
Yeah. So, they would love ukuleles, though.
Great.
So, anyway, that's the termites. It's coming straight from the termite.
Oh. Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467.
Okay, you have a off-air caller. And you know, for somebody who's just listening in on about ethanol, mm-hmm. when you say it's you're selling it for, like, say, $9 a gallon, on top of they still have to buy gas, it sounds expensive.
It's a lot more expensive to buy new injectors. It's a lot more expensive to repair the surging idle. Everything is a lot more expensive than the ethanol. Running an ethanol, and this is from our tests, the injectors stay cleaner or clean, period. And the throttle, idle control valve, everything stays clean. It doesn't sludge up. So, if you don't want to run the ethanol, don't run it.
Well, what's the benefits of running it? And it's kind of like you have some people get more gas mileage, so it evens out the amount you pay.
The basic thing on saving is the engine runs better, and the injectors and everything else doesn't get gummed up and damaged. But it's your car, folks. And you want to spend the money on the repairs, then go for it. Just remember, bring it to Nita's, because Todd loves that. And he always tells them, use ethanol, but they don't, so he'll say, see you later.
So does that help with, like, you know how you have carbon buildup?
Yes, no carbon buildup.
It cleans that out?
Everything. It's the cleanest burning fuel. And that's why Brazil is using it for 55 years. Okay? This one topic I wanted to put out to the people, and folks, it's up to you. This state called Hawaii is your state. Okay? The elections is controlled by the media. Now, what happened to that law about equal time? What happened to that? How come they are able to break the law? Why don't they give every candidate equal time and equal coverage? Because the money the top runners have the money to advertise, so they suck up to them to give them the advertising. But anyway, that's really not fair. And I know a lot of people running in office don't agree with me. Don't do this, don't do that. But I'll call it like it is. Okay? I'll call a spade. And if that's something that's not to your liking, well, then don't listen. Anyway. That's the thing on the rusting on the bottom of the car is because by the Nimitz Highway, those areas, there's a lot of salt on the road. And when it rains, that salt gets onto the bottom of your car and starts rusting. So this autosaver device will stop that. But once it's rusted, it can't stop it. Okay? So, to prevent it from happening when you got a new car, first thing you do is you have this electronic rust-proofing device installed. It's the best investment you can make. Okay? So, but anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. I haven't heard from Kauai for a long time, and especially Molokai. I mean, like they don't exist. Maybe they're long distance, that's why. I don't know. But, I'd like to know about life on Molokai. How many streetlights do they have? That's a good trivia. How many streetlights does Molokai have? They might not have any. Two? I don't think so. Two? What for? For a crosswalk? Gee. It's not like they have a load of cars over there. You could just throw a stone from one end to another. You know, that place is so small. Yeah. Anyway. A nice place to visit. I don't know about... It might be a nice place to live, too. Yeah. Just lay back and relax. And nothing to do. Just go fishing. Yeah. Anyway. Be interesting to find out. Somebody let me know how many traffic lights Molokai has. Never found out that out anyway. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. We'd like to heard from Big Island. How about from Maui and Kauai and Molokai? Even Lanai. Lanai hasn't called in a long time. And would be nice to hear from the dinosaur Earl Safari Char. And probably the dinosaur still sleeping. It's too early in the day for him. You know, when they get old dinosaurs, they don't move too fast. I can say it because I know he's not listening. Okay, who's on the line?
Okay, we got Mr. Bailey from Kaneohe.
Hi. Hello.
Mr. Bailey.
Hi.
Hey, George. Did you ever check on the military bases the octane of the gas? Yes or no?
We don't check the military base gas.
Oh, no. Well, I call it because the Marine base, I noticed the sure tanker, they fill up the two tanks stationed down there.
Okay.
I just want to let you know.
Tesoro is, the 92 is 89.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
So that's good gas, though.
I would rather have 92 for 92.
Yeah, that's right, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, George.
Thanks. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. I have a Toyota Camry, and the side view mirror, the thing started facing downward. It's like spring-loaded,
mm-hmm.
The manual inside adjust kind. And the thing just faced downward, so I've been playing with it, trying to figure out why it won't cock back up and align properly, and then I broke the glass.
Mm-hmm.
But is there something really bad wrong that it spring holds the mirror down like that is one question. The other one is, where's a glass, a good glass company to get the mirror redone or something?
You don't have to have it redone. I mean, you could go to one of the parts stores and buy the replacement. Not the dealer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How do you get the glass out?
It pops out. When you buy the new one, you'll see how it comes out.
Oh. Okay.
It's a lot cheaper.
And then what about the problem of the mirror facing downward? The whole mirror was the original problem, is that it angles downward. It doesn't...
Oh, that's an easy one. Your car is looking for money.
Unfortunately, it looks like a lot of money because it's hard to get it. It's 87.
Yeah. Go check with like NAPA and stuff like that. They have it.
They don't have the whole mirror. I checked with NAPA already on that. They don't have.
They don't have it?
No. It's too old, I think.
No, Dorman makes it. That brand Dorman?
Dorman.
Yeah, they have it. Call the parts stores, the different companies, and ask if they carry Dorman products. If they do, they should have that mirror.
Okay. So no way of repairing that thing when it angles down. It's just something broke inside there.
Yeah, yeah.
I see. Okay.
Okay?
You. All right.
All right. Okay. So, anyway, just another announcement. This is our last month for Hawaiian Automotive 101 on this station. Okay? To find out more about it, go to my website, www.georgenita.com. And it should be posted up there, more information later on. Okay? So, just like to say a fond mahalo to all my listeners and their support all these years. And hope everything works out. Okay? So, for those of you that's on Kauai that want to get that rust proofing device, you can get it from Harvey Maeda, and his number is 651-2813. Okay?
Hey, does Harvey sell ethanol too? No?
He will be.
Will be.
Yeah. Harvey will be. Harvey has some nice carp. You know, that koi, the fish? Beautiful fish.
I know, and it costs a lot of money, too.
Yeah, imagine if one died.
Yeah.
Oh. You'd be sick. But anyway. Go check Crestec Cleaning Center out. He moved, and it's a bigger store. And more products is next to the McKinley Car Wash, couple doors down towards Waikiki.
Yeah, I've been there. He's got lots of parking and a spacious store floor over there showing you all kinds of products.
Women not allowed.
No, it'll help you make your job easier to clean.
Women not allowed. Guys, don't let the women go there because they're going to empty your bank account.
Oh, you're going to find so many things to help you clean much, much easier.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's our clue. I'd like to thank all of my listeners that called in and those that tuned in. And please take care of each other, folks. This is Hawaii. And we should be taking care, better care of ourselves, each other. Okay. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions